When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck. I'm going to be in solo this week because our buddy Clay is on a deserved vacation with the family, having a great time. I told him not to worry. He will come back, and the house that is this radio show will not have been strewn with kegs and the refuse of too many parties. We're going to keep it professional here. We're going to keep it focused on the news. No big parties while the Clay is away. The Buck will play a little bit, not too much, I promise. So he's going to have a great time on vacation. He'll be back with us next Monday. I got you every day this week. And we already have a ton of news to break down today together. We have the aftermath of that anti-inflation bill that'll make inflation worse, or really not do very much, but it will just spend a whole bunch of money. We'll discuss, why did Joe Manchin go along with this? Is it totally a done deal? I think it is, but there are some who are saying, hold on a second, there's the possibility of a last-minute wrench in their plans. We'll certainly talk about this. Biden has tested positive for COVID again. So I just want to do a quick review here. Four vaccine shots, and I don't know how many Paxlovid pills, and the guy just tested positive again. They call it rebound positivity. We will certainly discuss this. Remember, people got fired from their jobs for not getting this vaccine. This vaccine that is so good that you could get four shots and not only be positive, but be positive, then negative, then positive again. Amazing, isn't it? That's something that we will certainly dive into. As you know, I'm not giving up this fight. I will not give up until everyone goes, Buck, you're right. Fauci is awful. We never should have shut down. Masks are idiotic. We were wrong to listen to these libs. Wrong. They were wrong about everything. I will not give up until that is the... And so maybe for the rest of my life I'll be on this, but I don't care. It is the truth. So we certainly have that discussed. Some other stories, too, like Wikipedia suspending edits of recession on its page because there has been a full-scale effort by the social media and digital giants to, in real time, change the definition of recession and to not allow people, think about this, not allow people to use the definition that is in commonplace, common understanding for many, many years now, all in service to the idiotic Biden regime, all in service to the incompetence of this White House. It's very Soviet, and that is not an overstatement. This is straight out of the Soviet playbook. You can't actually win on the numbers. You can't actually just change all the numbers. Lie about what the numbers mean. Lie about the definitions, the words that we use to describe them. And that's all coming your way. We've got a lot today, as I said. But first off, this Pelosi visit to Taiwan is apparently happening. We're told this is going to go down in the next couple of days. It's causing a lot of consternation among, well, depends on who you ask. The Chinese Communist Party is making really aggressive statements about this. From Chinese state-affiliated media, they had one person put this out from a Chinese Communist Party media platform, Global Times. They put out that Pelosi is in Singapore and will fly to South Korea en route to Taiwan after visiting Malaysia. The PLA has clearly been well prepared. If she dares to stop in Taiwan, it will be the moment to ignite the powder keg of the situation in the Taiwan Straits. So there's also this video of missiles being fired by the Chinese and a lot of saber rattling. I mean, a lot of she better not or else. And now everyone's wondering what that or else actually means. And I've got to tell you, I'm of two minds on this thing. On the one hand, you can't bow down to the Chinese Communist Party more than we already do as a government. And let's be honest, as a country on a regular basis, need all that cheap stuff imported into this country and need to be able to buy whatever it is on Amazon and have it right delivered to you. Don't want to make it here, have it made overseas. So we've excused a lot of behavior until Trump came along. Doesn't get nearly enough credit for this. And it was great to see the man himself, number 45, on Friday. A nice long chat with him on air and off air. He was right about how China has been taking advantage of the United States. He was right about the need for the U.S. to stand up to Chinese policies on trade and just the way that they always do what's in their interests and always do things that harm our interests while our own elites say, well, this is the way it has to be. No, it doesn't, actually. It doesn't have to be that way. And things now, I believe, are in a different place than they were before the Trump presidency. So on the one hand, yeah, Pelosi can't bend the knee. That looks bad. But on the other hand, what are we really willing to risk over Taiwan? Ask yourself this question. You know, I was listening over the weekend. There's this great new podcaster on the scene, Sean Ryan, who's a former Navy SEAL, and he's had some great guests, DJ Shipley and Eric Prince. And I was listening to some of these podcasts that he's done, long form, and the Eric Prince one is really interesting because it takes you into just how, in so many ways, incompetent and insidious the consensus, the machinery, particularly on foreign policy. But the moment that you're talking about foreign policy mixed in with domestic politics, what is so often the consensus, everybody knows, everybody believes, they say, well, why? Is that really true? I mean, keep in mind, we have a signed agreement as a country that we would defend the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And then when Ukraine was invaded by Russia, I think sanity prevailed because we said, well, hold on, we're not actually going to go to war with Russia over Ukraine. Now, I understand that for the defense of free peoples and our sense of democracy and decency and humanitarianism and all the rest of it, Taiwan is a country that is an ally. Taiwan matters in that sense to the United States. But at some point, we actually have to look at the question, would we be willing to risk and even engage in a war with China over this island? It's not American soil. It's not American citizens there. Would you want to actually go and send or would you send your own children to go fight? I mean, as adults, obviously, but would you want people from your family to go and fight in the Taiwan Straits over this? And I think it's interesting that people get so uncomfortable when you ask that question. Why? Isn't that the critical question? Shouldn't we all be very clear on this? As I was saying in that long form with Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, the most fascinating thing to me, other than a lot of the managerial excellence and general concepts that are applicable to life. But what was really interesting was just how incompetent the and also self-dealing and willing to cover its own butt the federal government is. And I experienced some of that even myself. I saw it. I mean, I wasn't involved at the top levels, but I saw it happening when I was in the CIA, that the federal government is always first and foremost concerned about the bureaucracy. And the foreign policy establishment, the State Department, the think tanks, they put out these papers, and it makes people feel good to talk about democracy and the defense of our allies abroad and all of this. We spent 20 years in Afghanistan for what? For what? Now, the initial invasion was not only the right idea, it was a necessary idea, but then the expansion into nation building just happened. And one of the reasons it happened is because anybody who asked the question, what are we doing here? What are we really trying to accomplish here? Was shouted down. I think that it is time to have a really serious discussion over what lengths are we willing to go to, because China right now is pushing in a way that we haven't seen in a long time, making the kind of statements that could lead to miscalculation, saying things that do make us think that there's the possibility here of a true provocation, perhaps even an act of war. Now, I don't think they're going to do anything against Speaker Pelosi. I hope they don't do anything against Speaker Pelosi. But regardless of this specific trip, and let's just all assume for our purposes and certainly hope that it goes along without any major incident. But what are we willing to do in response to a Chinese effort to take Taiwan? Are we actually going to have a military response? Do we want to go to war with China over this island? I think there are a lot of people that don't like that question. And then you ask them, okay, so the answer is yes, full-scale war with China over Taiwan. It's not, we're not treaty bound. We have a strategic ambiguity policy. Think about that. We're supposed to all know the answer to this question, but the basis of the question is in, we don't really know specifically what we're supposed to do or what we would do. And that's meant to off balance the Chinese Communist Party. And perhaps you could argue that's worked for a long time. But a war with China, is that something we would really be prepared to do? And I don't pretend to have an easy answer either. But I've just noticed this habit of people pretending, especially in the early phases. Well, we all know what the answer is, really. We all knew what the answer was with Iraq. We all knew what the answer was with Afghanistan, with Libya, with the Syrian civil war, with the war in Ukraine. It's all so clear, right? There are these people that oh, I'm the expert. If there's one thing you could take away from the COVID phenomenon, it's that just because somebody has credentials, just because they're part of the managerial elite in some sector of public life, it does not mean that they are infallible. And in fact, it doesn't even mean that they are smarter than you or know more than you on the subject matter that they are allegedly experts in. They may have a more specific knowledge in some ways, but their judgment, which when you're talking about policy, is fundamentally what matters. What big decisions do you make? When it finally comes down to it, when you have that phone call, you know, Mr. President or Mr. or Mrs. Secretary of State, you know, whatever. Head of the CIA, head of the, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you're going to advise the commander in chief. What do you tell that person when it really matters? And that's what it all comes down to. That's why, you know, I'm sure that the Faucis and the Birxes of the world can cite obscure studies and data to prove their bona fides on the issue. But when it came to making the big calls, they were wrong. When it comes to making a big call over Taiwan, we better get it right. And that's my biggest takeaway for you right now, is that you'll notice that no one really seems to have thought this through beyond the, we will defend democracy. What does that mean? Somebody asked me, they said, okay, do you want to station yourself? You want to go? Obviously, I'd need training and all that, but just as an intellectual exercise. You want to go station yourself on an aircraft carrier off the coast of Taiwan, ready in case of... I would not want that job, actually. Just in terms of whether I think that that is the proper policy to pursue in case of open hostilities. What I as an individual feel good about risking my life for the independence of the island nation of Taiwan. And then I think we could also ask the next question. Well, if I wouldn't feel, when I say feel good about it, if I wouldn't feel like it is necessary, right? We're talking about these questions. Would I want someone else? Would I push for someone else to do that in my place? I think at some level, a return to first principles of our national security would be really helpful here. We've gotten used to the apparatus just deploying troops and sending people on one tour after another, and they're carrying the load, and they're professionals, and this is what they do. All right, but are we giving them the right mission set? Do we as the American people actually want this? Or is this just where inertia and the bureaucracy take us? Afghanistan can be a lesson, I think, in many ways for our future. And as we see what's going on in Ukraine, where we're effectively now committed to supplying a war that seems like it will stretch on for years, and to what end exactly? What is the end state we're looking for? You notice the White House doesn't even talk about it. Do you think that a war with China would be quick and easy and forgotten thereafter? What would we really be committing ourselves to? What are the alternatives here? I don't think these are easy questions, by the way. I don't pretend that they're easy. But I think that the people in charge just want everyone else to be quiet so they can pretend they are easy. And that is dangerous. And in this moment, when the Speaker of the House is a matter of 24, 48 hours away from possibly the most tense moment we've seen with China in many years, I do think it's important we think about what we would like to really do as a country here, what we are committed to do. We got a lot of problems here at home to fix, a lot of our own issues to tackle. Most businesses, my friends, are trying to nickel and dime you these days, and this economy just results in a lot of that, right? But not Pure Talk. That's my wireless company. Pure Talk drew a line in the sand and said, we won't screw over the American public. If you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you'll get 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Grab your cell phone and hit #250 and say the words Clay and Buck for this special offer. You know another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now. Get 1 month free. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck. That's dial #250. Say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to talk about security requirements, but clearly we want to make sure that when she travels overseas, she can do so safely and securely, and we're going to make sure of that. There's no reason for the Chinese rhetoric. There's no reason for any actions to be taken. It is not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. It is very much in keeping with our policy and consistent with our support to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act. We shouldn't be, as a country, we shouldn't be intimidated by that rhetoric or those potential actions. This is an important trip for the speaker to be on, and we're going to do whatever we can to support her.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. This is Buck. I also just want to take a quick moment to note that Nancy Pelosi is not some great freedom fighter. I'm well aware of the fact that Pelosi was just had her husband buying a whole bunch of chip makers in advance of the chip bill passing Congress. Billions and billions of dollars in subsidies. Taiwan is one of the most important manufacturers of, I think the most important manufacturer of semiconductors in the world, of chips. And Pelosi's always playing an angle for Team Pelosi. So well aware of that. I don't want you to think for a second. It's not like Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden is channeling George Washington. And it's country first above all else. No way. So why is Pelosi going there? I'm sure she got herself beyond what she anticipated with this one. Probably wanted to talk to some of those chip makers, make sure that those investments are sound, maybe get a little bit of good information going forward. But she stumbled into it, and she's our Speaker of the House, no matter what we think about that. So this is where we are now. If we got any current or former military want to weigh in on the Taiwan situation, 800-282-2882. Would love to hear from you. What do you think about this? And should we go to the mat to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. It's the perfect time for you to update the bedding in your home with prices like this. Their sale on the per-cal sheets is incredible. The discounts are really big. Queen-size sets are marked down from $90 to under $40. I just got my per-cal sheets, and they are so crisp and cool, perfect for this time of year. You need to use our promo code on the website to get this deal, but it's easy to remember, fortunately, Clay and Buck. The per-cal sheets, like I said, breathable, cool, crisp feel, perfect for these summer nights. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Special Square. Use the promo code Clay and Buck. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products while you're online. Same is true if you call 800-792-3269. Use that promo code Clay and Buck. Again, MyPillow.com. Get yourself some per-cal sheets. I've got them on my bed. Promo code Clay and Buck. Clay and Buck show going strong here. This is Buck coming to you from NYC, and Clay is on vacation this week. So, I got some good news for you. I like to share good news whenever I can, because the news cycle is obviously a lot of stuff that is concerning, to say the least. A grain shipment has departed Ukraine for the first time since the Russian invasion. Now, you may be saying, well, why does this really matter to us here? Ukraine's one of the biggest grain exporters in the world, and absent that supply on the global market, because grain is a global market, you are likely to see substantial increases in the price of food, and in poorer countries, you might have even seen hunger and perhaps even some famines popping up in different places, depending, if it got really bad. Now, it looks like they have a deal to at least export the grain. So from the port of Odessa, 26,000 metric tons of corn headed to Lebanon, and from there it'll be distributed to other places. But that's going on right now. That's a good thing. Russia is also a very big producer of fertilizer, so that was another concern here for the global food production market, which very few people think about. You know, when I say think about, we obviously constantly think about food. I think about food too much, but where our food comes from and who has to do what to make sure that there is bread on the shelf, so to speak. People don't spend very much time thinking about it. We live in this world of incredible abundance now. But as you've seen, even with the supply chain disruptions, the problem with baby formula, it doesn't take that much to throw our very complicated system off a bit. And there can be real suffering that results from that. So good news from the grain front, which matters. I mean, think about it almost like if we had lost a major oil producer entirely offline now. Of course, Russia is still producing oil despite all this stuff in the early days of that invasion. It's still selling its oil in the global market. But if we lost an oil producer, everybody would realize the downstream effects of that. Same thing for grain, price of food. And already with the rising prices you're seeing in the grocery stores, this was a real challenge, something people were concerned about. So I don't know, by the way, if it's still going to hit pretty hard or not, but at least there's some deal and there is some. Think about this. Russia and Ukraine are at war, but they know they got to get the grain out. That gives you, I think, a sense of the incentives here and the seriousness of the situation. And then there's the incentives for Joe Manchin to have done this last minute deal to do essentially a scale down, a skinny Build Back Better, if you will, which is the Biden plan, right? Build Back Broke, as some people call it, whatever. But this is a slimmed down version of that. It was interesting. ABC's John Carl over the weekend asked him why, you know, because he had been saying, oh, I won't do anything with climate provisions. I mean, this was a huge head fake from Manchin. And let's just get this out of the way right now. There are a lot of lies they're telling you about this. Oh, it's not going to reduce taxes. Oh, it's not going to increase inflation. Oh, it's not true. Tax and spend. Democrats have a fever and the only prescription is taxing and spending. That's it. That's really what this does. It moves some money around to people that they like or causes that they like, and is going to increase costs in a lot of ways for other people. But don't worry, they'll point to the, you know, everything is going to be more expensive for you, but there's some money being thrown or some additional leeway to negotiate prices for prescription drugs for seniors on Medicare. So that's how they're hoping politically to distract people from the fact that, well, everything else is going to get more expensive and jobs are going to be hurt by this and they're spending more money at a time of serious inflation. Here is ABC's John Carl asking Manchin, why the secrecy?
Why did it have to be negotiated in secret? As you know, this has rubbed some of your colleagues the wrong way. Bernie Sanders said, last I heard, Senator Manchin is not the majority leader. Despite what you may think, last I heard, he is not the only member of the Democratic caucus. Why did this have to be basically just you and Chuck Schumer in a room?
I understand all the frustration and the reason for that. I didn't want them to go through that again. I didn't know if we could get a deal. I did not know if we could come to an agreement. So why would I put people through this? All this drama. I've been through this for 8 months. I tried. I kept trying. I stayed there and kept talking. I just couldn't get to where they wanted to go to in my caucus. And rather than everybody down and here we go again, I didn't want to go through that. So I wanted to see if we could come to that agreement.
It is remarkable that this guy has been elected as many times as he has in West Virginia, a very red state, a very pro-Trump state. And you're voting for a Democrat, for anybody in that state who's, remember that, you're not just voting for Joe Manchin, you're voting for Joe Manchin, Democrat. And up to this point, we were always talking about how it seemed that he was holding the line against insanity and saving his own party, but really it just meant that he ratcheted down their craziness, but he's still going along with it. He's still a part of the machinery of the Democrats that has led us to this point, where everything is more expensive, where everything in the economy is heading in the wrong direction. So how much credit can you give somebody for going along with bad ideas just a little less than the truly wacko Dems wanted them to? Now, he's claiming that the inflation, first of all, the fact that they call it the Inflation Reduction Act really tells you all you need to know. It is not reducing inflation, but they know that's a huge problem for them right now. Inflation is at a level where the political consequences are being felt for the libs. So if they're going to pass a bill that spends a whole lot of money on climate, the number of dollars that we should be spending from the federal government, your dollars, taxpayer dollars, to address the climate crisis is zero. It's not $300 billion, it's not $3 billion, it's zero. But Manchin knows, it seems, that the Democrats have turned this into a religious belief. So he's going along with the, it fights inflation and lowers energy costs.
I didn't change my mind. I've never changed at all. This is fighting inflation. This is all about the absolute horrible position that people are in now because of the inflation cost, whether it be gasoline, whether it be food pricing, whether it be energy pricing. And it's around energy mostly. It's driving these high inflation. This is going to do take care of that because this is aggressively producing more energy to get more supply to get the prices down. That's what we're doing. But we didn't raise taxes.
That's just not true. He is raising taxes, okay? This would raise taxes when it's passed and done. And in fact, the latest analysis of this that you can see suggests that it is going to fall. Some of the tax burden will fall on people making less than $400,000 a year, which that's not a surprise to you. I mean, this is classic Democrat bait and switch. Oh, it's all about just bringing down the price of prescriptions for seniors. That's just trying to get, that's just Democrat propaganda. So seniors don't realize that, especially if you're on a fixed income, Democrats, the Biden administration are horrible for your quality of life. Oh no, that's why we're trying to just, we're going to let Medicare do better negotiation over prescription drug prices. Well, what about the food, the rent or the mortgage, the gas for your car, all that? Where's that price all going? Oh, it's going up. It's going up. But on this one, they're saying they're going to do the right thing. Notice how even Manchin says it's going to bring the cost of energy down by producing more energy. They're going to give money to windmill farms and, you know, solar energy manufacturers or whatever. They're going to spread money around the Green New Deal apparatus. So the most expensive, least efficient energy sources possible are going to get as much taxpayer cash as possible. And they're going to tell you it's bringing down the cost of energy. We all know you want to bring down the cost of energy. You want to get out of the way of the fossil fuel producers. You want to get out of the way of the folks working in and around the Permian Basin and in North Dakota. You want to allow American domestic energy production, which is what Trump did, which is how we got to true energy independence. And then Biden just gave it away or decided he didn't like that. Didn't like it because of all the fossil fuels and the climate change. They're all such frauds, friends. They really are. You know, I even see Taylor Swift, who does have some catchy tunes, getting a lot of heat. She has some catchy tunes. I'm not saying I'm a huge fan. I'm saying I'm like a medium fan-ish. But she is getting a lot of heat because she flies everywhere private. But as a big climate activist, pay attention to what people do, not what they say, folks. A good lesson for life all the time. Good lesson for looking at Joe Manchin right now, too. Oh, yeah, holding the line for sanity. $360 billion for green energy, folks. Yeah, only $360 billion. Sure, great idea. That's really going to help a lot, Joe. West Virginia, we got a lot of West Virginia listeners. If you vote again for this guy, I don't know what to say. I don't know. West Virginia, you're disappointing me. We're halfway through 2022, and it's already been a big year for healthcare data breaches. A recent breach at a debt collection firm exposed data from 1.9 million patients tied to 657 healthcare providers. That's a huge number of people affected, but actually, it's only the third largest healthcare breach reported this year. The other two are impacting more than 2 million patients. Think of all the information your healthcare provider holds in your name. Imagine if bad guys, cyber hackers, thieves, got a hold of it. It is important to know how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock by Norton is your solution to protecting yourself online. They make it easy, and most importantly, they alert you when they see evidence that your information is being used online. They do that by monitoring billions of weekly online transactions and account openings. So if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. This is Buck Sexton here in NYC. Clay is on vacation this week, and he's up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Mackinac Island, in fact, which sounds like a lovely place. I've never been. So if you see him there, if you see a guy walking around in flip-flops with a Hawaiian shirt on, looking like he's just, you know, loving life, that is probably our friend Mr. Clay Travis, so say hi to him. We've got Blake Masters, who is right now leading in the polls for the Republican primary in Arizona, that Senate race. He will be joining us in the third hour, by the way. I wanted to note that. And we will also be talking a bit more here about Biden's additional COVID positive test. I mean, I got to tell you, this is one of those moments where you've got to say, how much more does it take before the libs relent on this stuff? We'll get into that. Also, spam in a can, now in a case as well. Locking down the spam in NYC stores because people are stealing canned meat. They're stealing the canned meat, friends. I've told you about this. You can't get anything that is easily resellable. They will lock down under lock and key. And now they're putting them in these plexiglass cases that need a key to open them. We'll talk about this. We got a bunch of calls up. We got some former military folks want to weigh in. So can we get Rob in Tampa, Florida. Rob, thanks for calling in. Former military paratrooper.
Hey, Buck. Thanks for having me. To the point with China, directly and indirectly threatening us over a Pelosi-Taiwan visit. You know, being from the military and you in the CIA background, and at a time when everyone was so proud and of a strong, healthy, robust military, it's just gotten to a point with this whole back and forth exchange in the last week that I could pull the remaining hair out of my head to think that China now is so emboldened, which I think has a lot to do, listening to you and Clay and other news sources, that has a lot to do with the Hunter, Joe Biden connection for the last, 6 years. But so emboldened between trade demands, military threats, indirect threats, I cannot believe that this country would even consider softening or delaying or canceling a visit by Pelosi to Taiwan because of this nonsense.
And I agree with you about the situation and Pelosi possibly, if she doesn't go, the message that sends. I mean, you can't allow China to be dictating foreign policy or foreign visits by not Chinese soil. Of course, they say Taiwan is Chinese soil. The Taiwanese strenuously disagree. But I feel like Pelosi's motivations for this, it would be so fascinating that it's probably related to the chips and the investments in semiconductors, etc. But I also think she's so reckless and selfish that she might not have even realized that she was poking the bear on this one. Thanks for calling in, Rob. Also on the situation of China, just understand their economy is in really bad shape right now. They're calling for the lowest growth target in China's, I think, the last 30 years. So they've had runs on banks. They've got huge real estate default issues. I mean, China hides so much from the rest of the world when it comes to what's going on internally, not only politically, but economically. And everyone has believed for a long time that their growth numbers are inflated. They're obviously engaged in all kinds of currency manipulation and predatory trade practices, etc. But internally, they've got some real economic instability. So you have a country with internal economic problems, the likes of which it hasn't seen in decades. And you also have a country with a surplus of young adult males because of China's one-child policy. It really threw off the demographics of the country. And a rising tide of nationalism and perhaps militancy along with it. These are very concerning factors. We have Chase in Columbia, South Carolina. How you doing, Chase?
I'm doing well. I wanted to reach out to you all and thank you for your show to start with.
Well, thank you for your service. I know you're a former Marine.
Yes, sir. Former Marine, very proud of it. What I can say about the current situation with Pelosi wanting to take a trip, I definitely believe we don't need to cower down to China ever. But I do believe that right now the American public, the last thing we need is a conflict. And I believe if it means that we need to cut ties with Taiwan, so be it. I think that the American public could find a way to produce goods as well as what China produces. So I think that we need to try to start focusing more economically on bringing jobs back, especially manufacturing jobs to America, due to the fact that our economy is faced in such hardship right now. So any type of ties we have to cut with the East, I say let's do it. And
Chase, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you. We got to come back here in a few minutes on the Biden positive part two for COVID, and also spam in a can in a case in your hand if you're in New York City. That's the reality here. Anti-theft measures, you got to hear about it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hey, Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.